almost exactly 1 year ago, about 355 days here ago.
Yep.
On July 12th of 2024, Dylan Reed was filling in on this very program, and Travis was with me.
Indeed.
The Rangers were having the All-Star game, and we played a little game show with Rangers All-Stars.
Yeah.
And Dylan had, man, he had some stumbles in that one.
It was interesting.
Tried to convince us the Rangers once had a 6'9" shortstop.
Yeah.
It's Nelson Cruz.
And Nelly Cruz was
hitting. Was 40 years old when he hit home runs in the playoffs. All sorts
of
troubles.
You know this guy.
There was a lot. There was a lot going on. And to be fair, I did throw that on Dylan that morning. Now, I also gave him the concept of the game and kind of the outline of what we were looking for. But I get it. We only had a couple, maybe an hour and a half to throw that together. So it's this week we went with a different tactic.
Unfortunately.
Unfortunately. On Monday, yeah. I told Dylan, I was like,
way too much prep time on this.
Look, you had a rough go last time. It didn't go the way, I hope it didn't go the way you wanted it to.
It did not.
That was pretty insane. So what we're going to do this week, Dylan, is we're going to do Red Dead Redemption, and on Wednesday, you're going to get a chance to redeem yourself, and lo and behold, it's Wednesday now.
So here is our game show host.
Not the game show ho.
But potentially he is also a game show ho. It's Dylan Reed.
Well, thank you very much, Matt. And a game show ho will cost you quite a bit more than I get paid here.
Oh, you're one of those high-priced.
That's exactly right.
Escort. That makes me even way more curious.
A Cumulus station.
What do you do that's not normal for $10,000 a night?
Okay.
That's a whole separate game show.
Yeah, only the winner gets to know.
Yeah, that's where I can find out after. All right, so, you know, last time game show didn't go as planned for me, at least. Don't worry, this time, feeling confident about this game show.
All right, I like it.
And so today's theme, I know we've already discussed off air, but for the listener, today's theme is, you know, kind of American 4th of July based. It's really a game show about America. And we're going to mix in some sports because we're America's favorite sports station, right?
America and sports.
Right?
Like
we both love those things, right?
America.
When you can't, see, this is This is good. When you don't have one concept that you love, but two that you're kind of okay with, you just run them both out there.
Man, I love America and I love sports.
And that's the plan. All right, so who's going to start us off on this quiz?
You're the host here, man. You choose.
All right, then I will have Matt start because I'm looking at Matt.
All right, I'm a homemaker from Middle America. Say hello to Matt.
All right, Matt, we're going to start you off with one that I feel like you guys should know because we all went to school. Okay.
We'll be the judge of that.
all right, Matt, this is going to be these will all be multiple choice, so don't just jump in with the answer. I've got A through D. When did the 4th of July become an official federal holiday? Is it A, 1945, B, 1938, C, 1798, or D, 1912?
I don't know. It's an interesting question.
It really is.
But only one of those is in the 1700s, so why not? 1798.
You are incorrect.
Ooh.
The steel is available.
The steel is available. Can I have the remaining choices, please?
Yes, you have A, 1945, you have B, 1938, and you have D, 1912.
Well, the first two seem way too close to WW2, so give me 1912.
You are also incorrect.
Son of a bitch.
No.
I know
not
nothing
Americans.
About America. Yeah, that turns out.
Yeah, so I didn't know when the government gave it as a day off for a holiday.
Right. So when is that?
It is 1938.
There it is.
All right.
All right, moving on to question two. Right. Travis, it is your turn.
Yeah. What's up?
All right, this is very sportsy. What year did the Miracle on Ice occur?
Can I just say it out loud?
No.
Okay, so we don't need clarification. We know what the Miracle on Ice is. All right,
is
Travis.
It? You explain it.
Yeah. If you could just break it down for me.
Are you talking about like the Nancy Kerrigan thing?
Mm-hmm. No.
I'm going to need more information.
Hockey team USA beating Russia in the Olympics in the semifinal.
Wow, just Russia, huh? Interesting.
I want to hear the
answer
choices.
It was the Soviet Union.
Oh, okay.
I want to hear the answer choices.
All right, the answer choices are, did it happen in A, 1968, B, 1976, C, 1980, or D, 1996?
It's tough. You know, Atlanta, that was a big one.
Yes.
But I think I think I'm going to have to go 1980.
And not Montreal in 76?
I know. As a expert in
not Mexico City in 68?
Well, Travis is correct. It is 1980. I feel Matt's pretty upset because that's a kind of an easy one. That's okay.
Honestly, that's kind of the level of Olympics questions I'm looking for
that's the easiest one on the whole quiz. So,
well, you know, let's get me some history questions.
All right, Matt, back to you. And we've veered once again off sports. Which president is or was closest to the height of 6'9"? Glad you enjoyed that.
This should have been your last question.
The answer is Abe Lincoln.
Hold on. Well,
You didn't.
I don't need multiple choice.
You didn't wait.
You have to
there's
get.
Bits.
You have to get. Yeah, there's bits here.
Oh, sorry.
It's A. Thomas Jefferson. B. Abraham Lincoln. C. JFK. Or D.
FDR.
Donald Trump.
Oh, where was FDR in that?
It's not, Abe Lincoln.
You're right. It's Abe Lincoln. It's C or B.
I applaud that one. That was awesome.
A funny side note on this one.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I have the heights written next to their name.
And in
parentheses next to the my question, I say, don't say the heights in the question.
That's too bad. We missed out that you didn't say the heights.
Yeah, well, then. Okay.
All right,
back
so this,
to Travis.
This is our game show for the day. It is the Reed Dead Redemption game show. Reed, who's filling in as our producer right now, a year ago, stumbled through a game that we were doing.
Yeah.
So we're giving him a chance to.
And as far
make
as we know,
right now.
All three of these have had correct questions and answers
yes.
so far.
So it is lunchtime with the invasion and back to the game show.
All right. And we are back to Travis.
What's up?
All right, Travis. When did the Cowboys become America's team officially in national media? When it was first broadcast, written, things of that nature? Is it
America.
A?
All
right, we veered off here.
1978. B, 1970. C, 1984, and D, 1996.
When did the Cowboys become America's team officially?
Yes.
First time written or spoken.
They are America's team.
Yeah, what are the years again? Say it again.
A, 1978, B, 1970, C, 1984, and D, 1996.
Give me 78.
Wow. On fire right now. Oh,
yeah.
That is correct.
Yeah.
1978.
I knew that one.
Is when they were officially called America's team. Matt probably knows the.
Matt knows everything.
Yeah,
just
he's
know
a
that.
Sports guy. We know
Yet,
that.
I don't know anything.
All right, sports guy. Back to you. This is a sports question for you.
Man, I don't know.
Who is the tallest American born, right?
This is America's. Tall question.
Wait, what is happening? The tallest American born right fielder?
No, not yet. Not yet. Hold on. Remember. This is American.
Oh.
Who is the
oh.
tallest American-born MLB player of all time? Again, I also put the don't say the heights in the question. Is it A, Randy Johnson?
It's a good one.
B, Mark Hendrickson. C, John Rauch. Or D, just for fun, Michael Young.
I think Sean Bradley played a little minor league ball. Does that count?
I'll go with Randy Johnson.
Okay, you are incorrect, Matt. Would you like to steal?
What were the other three names?
You got a 50-50 shot because it's not Michael Young.
Yeah, it's not Michael Young, so what are the other two names?
It is Mark Hendrickson and John Rauch.
You got this.
Give me John Rauch.
Yeah. Wow. Uh-oh. Travis clearly saw my quiz before this because he is correct.
He's like 6'7 or something like that. He's a big boy.
He's 6'11.
Yeah, because Randy Johnson is 6'10, I think.
Mark Hendrickson was 6'9, though.
Great.
So there you go. Okay, moving on. More sportsy stuff for you.
Johnson was 6'10.
All right, Matt.
Wait, yes? I stole that. This is my question.
Oh, you're right. Sorry. All right, Travis.
What's the score?
Travis 3, Matt 1.
So
Matt, you got to watch out here. Travis could take a commanding lead
continue.
With this question.
I think either this question or the next question's got to be worth a million, right?
Yeah.
Got to be coming up to that.
I hope
what
so.
Year did the U.S. basketball team lose to Argentina in the semifinals of the Olympics? This year led to the redeem year the following Olympics.
Answer choices?
Oh, sorry.
just peel the curtain back. He read the question and then popped his head out around his computer to look at me with the biggest smile I've ever seen.
Okay.
Give me some choices here, bud.
Is it A, 2000, B, 2009, C, 1996, or D, 2004?
See, again, not an Olympics guy, and I'm trying to remember if it was 04 or 2000 was the bad year. And I think I need to say that 04 was the redeem year, and that 2000 was the bad year.
You are incorrect. Matt, you have the steal.
04.
Matt, you are correct.
Good job, dude.
Thanks.
You do not know how much I don't care about the Olympics.
Oh, you've expressed it.
No, you told
expressed
everyone.
It. I remember last year.
I deeply do not care about the Olympics.
You are not a 2024 Olympic fan.
No.
All right. This last question will be the last question of our quiz. And because... Will it not be?
What?
Oh, it is.
It is.
It is. This is it.
This is it.
All right. This question is worth 2 points because Travis has a 1 point lead. All right, Matt. You ready for this one?
Okay.
Okay.
I got a special point. Okay. This is my money ball in the 3-point contest.
It's a little hard. Okay, it's a little kind of a weird question.
Just ask the question.
Most. Okay, what song, USA specific song, was the most successful song on the Billboard 100 charts?
What?
Meaning, let
Ever?
Me give you.
Hold what?
On. Hold on. Let me give you the answer choices and you will understand the question, okay?
That's not
Hopefully.
How this works.
Yes, it is. Okay, the options. Okay, so here's what it is.
Like, you have no idea what the answer can be until they go, it's one of these four.
Which song that has the word USA or America in it had the most success on Billboard 100 charts?
Okay, there you go.
Okay, that makes sense.
A separate question?
That makes
no,
sense.
Same question.
Is this part B?
Okay, so is it A, Born in the USA by Bruce Springsteen, B, Party in the USA by Miley Cyrus, C, This Is America by Childish Gambino, or D, Surfing in the USA by the Beach Boys.
Oh, no!
So this is
the most successful song.
God, I wish it was Born in the USA, but I don't think it is. And I really am sad to say, but I don't know what the third one is. I'm sure that shocks everyone.
I'm actually kind of
surprised. Is that a rapper person?
Childish Gambino. Yeah. It's pretty popular.
It is a rapper person.
Oh, yeah. I bet.
He's a rapper and an actor.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Donald Glover. You may know him by.
Oh, I know Donald Glover.
Yeah.
I didn't know he was a rapper.
He's Childish Gambino.
All right. So a new
He's
guy.
Black. Yeah, you have a new
I
guy.
I will
he
go
is black,
with Party in the USA.
You are incorrect.
Oh, yes. No. It's the other one.
You're
it's
incorrect.
D. That's unfortunate.
Travis, you want to guess just
I don't
for fun?
Need to guess.
Okay, well, I'll tell you the answer
it's
then.
Bruce.
You're incorrect. Bruce, actually,
it's the
least
Beach Boys.
Successful
it's
on
deep.
All this list.
Is it really This Is America? Mm-hmm.
This Is America by Childish Gambino. The
on
only song
the Billboard song?
That had the name USA or America in it to ever reach number one on the Billboard.
I've never heard of that song in my life.
It was big.
Huh. And just
but
just
it
for
was
reference,
big for like 1 year.
Is that the song, This Is America?
That is not it.
That is not it.
Sing the rest.
This Is America.
And just for reference, I got this information off of the Billboard website, so it has to be correct.
Okay, I believe you.
I mean, you got all the other stuff off of Google, which is also supposed
Google
to be...
Google AI.
Supposed to be correct.
They're accurate.
But I think I would say that was...
He has redeemed himself.
75 to 80% better than last year.
Yes.
That's a B, man. I'll take
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no, that was pretty good.
Well done. Well done.
It was 0% last year, basically. So, very well done.
Of you. Good job, Dylan. All right, there he is. That is our American sports game show by Dylan Red Dead Redemption.
Yes, that. All right. Of that and more.